This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Hulu, the streaming video service, made some news today. It said subscriptions are up 30% year over year and that it now has almost 12 million customers. And oh yeah, also that it is going after traditional cable television services. Hulu's going to offer what's being called in the trade a skinny bundle. Live sports, some news, and what we still call TV for an as yet unannounced price. And no word on exactly which broadcast channels and cable networks might be part of it. But one can guess, can't one? Marketplace's Adrian Hill is here to help me out. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Kai.
Hulu makes this announcement at a big conference, a meeting of advertisers in New York. So give me the business proposition here, the business model.
Well, you got to consider who owns Hulu. So you got Disney, which has ABC, ESPN. It's got the Disney Channel. You've got 21st Century Fox as an owner. It's got Fox, Fox News, FX, Fox's sports channels. The new cable-style service is going to allow Disney and Fox and potentially other networks to reach folks who've never had cable and really to hedge against cord-cutting going forward, basically helping keep their cable channels relevant.
You left out, though, Comcast, right? Comcast owns a slice of Hulu. Comcast also provides cable services. Help me out with that one.
Comcast is really interesting, right? So it's in the business of providing these massive cable bundles that these skinny bundles are direct competitors to. But Comcast also owns NBC Universal, right? So it might have some of the same value propositions that these other networks do. We don't know yet if they're going to be part of this service. And Comcast provides broadband. And look, the long-term play here is even if all of us cut cable and just start watching television online, somebody's got to send us the internet. Somebody's got to let us do that. They'll just make their money there.
Who ought to be nervous in the industry?
You know, I think Netflix has a lot to think about today. Yeah. They're much bigger than Hulu, but Hulu is growing fast. Hulu's adding to its library quickly. There are also these other skinny bundle services out there. There's Sling, PlayStation View, that are going to have new competition in this space. You know, we got word today that YouTube is considering live TV. And look, if you're a cable TV provider or a network and you don't have a good plan for the digital future, it's time to get nervous.
Give me the ad proposition for this, because Hulu already has sort of a non-ad subscription service. They've got a whole bunch of different things. So break that down for me.
So Hulu made really clear today that ads are going to remain an important part of its business model. It announced a partnership that's going to allow more interactive ads, so I could click on an ad if I saw if I liked it, like I might do on my phone. It also announced...
Do you ever click on ads on your phone? Other
no,
than by mistake?
But I
all right.
could.
Continue. Sorry, I just want to get that point in there.
It also announced a deal with Nielsen to track the number of people who are watching across all of Hulu's platforms. And perhaps most surprising to me as a dedicated ad-free television watcher, it turns out the company says a vast majority of subscribers pay to watch the service with ads. They don't pay up.
Really?
I know, right?
Consumers in this country amaze me every single day.
This is really interesting because there is this subset of the population that pays extra not to watch ads, and those are exactly the people these advertisers want.
Right. When do I get to buy this if I want to? Do we know?
2017.
All right.
So hold your horses.
I will do that. Adrian Hill for us from the Entertainment Desk. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Guy.